This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
I'm really upset about this, and for the locals at Coolangatta and Jan Stuckey and making one of the worst decisions ever. They've got their head in the sand and they're going to move with the times. I'm talking about the moving of Sand Tunes, a big festival, a music festival to be held at Coolangatta Beach on November the 30th that weekend.
Jan Stuckey moved it.
Oh, yeah.
She did. Good on it. The power of Jan.
Her and the whinging locals down there at Coolangatta and up and the unhappy Jan Stuckey. What? They're still living in the times of being burnt by the Commonwealth Games. That's why they have no trust in the local government or the local council here. But what's the difference between Sand Tunes at Coolangatta or Coolangatta Rocks, okay? Or Opera by the Beach? Absolutely nothing.
Yes.
No, other than the demo, there is absolutely no difference.
Yes, there is,
all.
Because Cooley Rocks opens up the whole area so all the small businesses that are struggling get a leg up where they're closing it off. So once you go into the Sand Tunes precinct, you can't buy alcohol or anything else or food from any of the small businesses. That is a big deal for small businesses down there.
And you're telling me that 30,000 people that are staying down there over the weekend, every day that is, aren't going to use the cafes, the bars, the restaurants, the shopping centres down in Coolangatta? I've got a combination down there
weekend. Do you?
And I'm absolutely filthy that they won't give me my deposit back because now I'll have to go and rent somewhere out of Metricon.
Where is that place?
Anyway.
Where is it that you have booked?
I'll tell you what, people will be eating.
Yeah.
Now.
Points North
no.
or...
It's a festival, okay? It's on the beach. Mm. The backdrop is the beach. That's the most iconic thing about... It's called Sand Tunes for a reason because they want that. That is the selling point. This is what we want people to know. You think about some of the great iconic places here on the Gold Coast, some of our great iconic festivals, the supercars. Now, the supercars go around the streets of the Gold Coast. If they were going around at Morwell, do you reckon they would be as popular?
No, small businesses wouldn't profit from that.
Yep, the Sanctuary Cove Boat Show. If that was on the Narang River, do you reckon that would be so iconic?
Again,
no, it probably
Cobites.
Wouldn't be. Blues on Broadbeach. I live here and I hate it. But you know what? You know the thing, I hate blues.
Yeah, but again, look at Madison's Cafe, whatever. They make so much money that weekend.
If they had it in Labrador, do you reckon that it would be successful? No, it wouldn't be. Schoolies. Why don't they have schoolies in Ramapina? They're not allowed to go to the nightclubs, but they have music on the beach.
Now you're being silly.
No, at schoolies. Why don't they go out there? No. The list can go on and on and on and on. And I'm telling Jan Stuckey and all those people down there in Coolangatta, they've made a big mistake this time and they will regret it. And
there
I can't wait to go down to the ghost town of Coolangatta that it will be on November the 30th when Sand Tunes is here at Metricon and Coolangatta's got absolutely stuff all people there.
Go, eh?
You've been sprayed by spider.
Hey? You and Jan would be a great couple. You're as cranky as Jan.
Yeah, get her head out of the sand and I'll say hello to her.
Plenty of room in the sand that weekend.